Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Now,
let's remember, for 26 years, Dallas was my team when my dad was working for them.
You never know what's going to go on in that series.
You don't.
It's crazy. You can't take your eyes off it. It's a train wreck.
How about that?
I got a million stories about his time with the Dallas Stars, and they're all good. When he retired at, he was 78, he was the longest serving employee of the Dallas organization, going back to the Minnesota days.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Unbelievable.
Simply.
Unbelievable. Everybody, will you do me a favor? Please go to your Instagram and follow Eddie Lack right now.
I got to go like that.
He's Eddie Lack. Okay. The Eddie Lack. He's fallen in love with my saying, clear the track. Here comes Lack. Of all the people that he dealt with in the NHL in his time with the Flames and the Canucks and the Devils, did nobody ever use that saying to Eddie Lack? He just put it to his Instagram with a video of this show. Clark, are you sending him the videos? Oh, you are. Okay. I was going to say, or Eddie's got somebody editing them down there in Phoenix. But anyway, here's the hilarious thing. We have our biggest guest ever coming up next week.
Yeah.
It's not close, Darren. And we're waiting to announce it over the weekend. But Eddie knows, and he's got a question for him. And I'm afraid to ask it. But Eddie's in the circle now. Eddie's in the circle.
Oh, yeah.
He's in our group. And I can't believe it happened. It's another shot of Prairie Jesus. We are all over the track today, all over the map. Armando watching in Mexico. He referred to the Continental Hockey League facing off in Russia, I guess today. And he says, unfortunately, the only sport that is having live games in Mexico is the soccer league, which, unlike the vast majority of Mexicans, I don't follow. Armando, would you do me a favor and find out if there's any live bullfights going on now? Because every time I go around Mexico, I always ask a cab driver to take me to a bullfight. Oh, no, senor, there's no bullfights anymore. They don't have them. They've been outlawed by government. Then he just winks. Every time. There's no bullfights anymore, senor. Can't take you. And I'm like, how much dinero do you need to take me to a bullfight? Okay.
So you've never seen one?
No. But they still televise them, like old ones. Mike, I want to go to a bullfight. It's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Coming up this hour, Brian Snow, the Snowman, and Arash Madani. Arash has texted me. And thank you, by the way, Sean in Vancouver. He has texted me the screenshots he's watching on TELUS Optik TV to my own personal phone from Prairie Mobile. Brian Snow and Arash Madani coming up. Arash says that he's got some CFL tidbits, so that's cool because I don't. Let's do the quick six show topics, Jordan. Again, Aria. Number one, bad day for Toronto teams on Wednesday. The Raptors and Blue Jays lost. But we'll leave it to TSN and Sportsnet to cover because I watched them this morning in the gym. They're all over it, right? That's not what we do here necessarily. If those guys go far, we'll be all over it.
Yeah.
But we're more Stanley Cup playoffs, of course, in Canadian Football League. And point two is the Canucks and the Flyers stayed alive last night. Thatcher Demko and Scott Laughton were the heroes for those teams. And I'm here for it because I don't want the hockey to end. So more hockey, I'm good. They were great games.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Vegas-Vancouver game was a little slow, but
it's what happens. You play defensive hockey.
Right, it was a defensive game.
Shut it down.
It was an end-to-end.
No. Not like it has been in that series.
Well, I had fun with this, and actually Brian Snow would be a good guy to ask. He's our NFL correspondent in Charlotte, North Carolina, covers the Panthers for us, and he said, Roger Goodell came out Wednesday and said, the NFL stands. I'm serious. Is today Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday.
It was this morning that Goodell said that. The NFL stands with the black community. And I say, until Colin Kaepernick has a job in the NFL, no, you don't. That's just me. And there's just a lot of talking out there. I want to see some action behind this. You said, give him a job in the league office, lead the diversity program. There's still something going on that we don't get.
I know. We understand the circus side of it. You know, you don't want that extra media attention. You don't want all the
distractions, especially if you're a contender. For a team that has trouble marketing themselves like Jacksonville, why wouldn't you? You know, Jacksonville's a team trying to build, you know, doesn't really have a massive national brand or a continental brand across North America. Colin Kaepernick could instantly raise your profile of your team, which isn't great right now. But yeah, at the very least, put him in NFL head office. Give him a job.
Give him a job. Otherwise, it's just talk. I'm going to speed it up. Point four, we await an official junior race start date in this province. In Manitoba, it's October 9th. But that's like the only province that said, from what I could tell.
Yeah.
Point five, with the Pats blue and white game being scrubbed Monday night, that's when the pandemic hit home to me, because it's one of the highlights of my year. The blue and white intra-squad game where the Pats play the Pats. And as one of my hockey buddies said, we were denied the chance to watch the holy child, Connor Bedard. I never even thought about it because I just normally go to the games. If somebody had done a sim of the Pats versus the past, I'd have watched it.
Yeah.
That's how much I was missing it. That's why I think the CFL sim this weekend, particularly with the Labor Day matchups, will be very exciting, which is point six. The CFL items we'll get to with a rash later, but we got to get to those sim betting lines for this week's game, CFL Esports League. You will not let me forget, okay?
I won't.
Scott Isbister says, believe me, Rod, after you've seen a bullfight, you won't want to see one again. I've seen them on television. I know how they end. We cooked a pig Saturday night on a spit and ate it. Trust me, I'm hard to offend. Armando in Mexico. One more. He says, no bullfights either, as it involves people gathering and that violates social distancing policies. What about 50% of capacity in the bullfighting arenas? Have they not thought about that?
I don't know.
25% even? Wild time. And everybody's guessing, trying to guess who our guests are going to be, our biggest name ever next week. They're saying Don Cherry. They're saying Gary Bettman. They're saying Bo Levi Mitchell. I'm not going to tell you. Right?
Not yet.
We're not. Keep guessing all you want. We're not even going to say if you're getting warm. Speaking of warm, let's go to North Carolina and bring in Brian Snow, the snowman from Snowman in the Morning. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well. Great to be on your show again. Great to hang out with the RP squad. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, sir. You look fantastic. You going to church today, or what's? Do you dress up just for us?
Dress up just for y'all. I got to dress up for the squad and really bring it, you know, because this is like what I'm wearing on my show now when I get back to doing video Monday. And I figured, why not? My wife gave the suggestion. She says, you're bringing the pain. Bring it. Bring it all the way. So I am.
I look good for you, man. Snowman in the Morning every day, 10 a.m. Was it 10 a.m. Eastern, right?
10 a.m. Eastern time, yes.
Yeah. I've listened a few times. You're doing great stuff down there in Charlotte. Look, you heard my point. You heard my point on Roger Goodell saying the NFL stands with the black community. Where are you on that statement, Brian? And also, what do you think on my take that until Colin Kaepernick's back in the league in some capacity, this is just talk? What's your take on that?
You're absolutely right. The NFL, NBA, I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. None of the four major commissioners stand with the black community until action is taken, period. I've said it on my show all week. I will continue to say it. And I love the fact that you said until Colin Kaepernick has a job. I agree with that. I've gone back and forth on that point. People have talked to me about it. I've had to turn it over inside my head. But you're right. Unless Colin Kaepernick, or until Colin Kaepernick has a job where he is helping the NFL in some capacity, and I mean outside of the settlement that he got, stand with the black community, no way, not a chance.
Do you expect, by the way, I read this in the USA Today the other day, that the NFL teams might boycott? They might follow the NBA lead. Some owners are preparing for that, including Jeffrey Lurie with the Eagles, that this might happen. Do you think there's a chance?
Not a chance. Not a chance. The NFL is going to bring in the most money in this pandemic season. That's how you can label it. It's a pandemic season. You really expect them to walk away from the money they can get from the advertising look, the NBA staged a quote-unquote boycott that lasted 20 hours, which to me looked nothing more than a temper tantrum. And somebody whispered in their ear, if you don't play basketball, you're going to lose a whole lot of money.
We're loving it, by the way. We're loving it. DuPont's like, snowman's dropping bombs. Anything else before we move on to actual football, Brian? Or do you have any take on Black Lives Matter?
I've got two takes on Black Lives Matter. One of them is in the form of a question. When will Black Lives Matter to Black Lives? And secondly, does Black Lives really matter to these four major leagues? Because if that's the case, then A, everything should have been equal already. B, the money should have been going both ways already. And C, and more importantly, some people that need a job would have one.
I don't want to leave this. One more on LeBron, if you don't mind. Yo, I've been reading articles. And listen, I read CNN articles. I read Fox News articles. I just want to hear everybody's opinion. And there are those that say LeBron is being financially backed by the liberal Democrats to make the right look bad. And that he's being used as a puppet and he doesn't even know it. Where do you, with his 42 million Twitter followers, do you think LeBron really stands in the Black Lives Matter movement?
He doesn't. What's the old saying? If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. That's LeBron. When you see these and you see the news coming out, LeBron's a puppet. I hate to say this to all of his followers. I hate to say this to all of the, how does my friend put it, bronze sexuals that are out there that love saying he's better than MJ, which he ain't. But I hate to say this. He changes his stance more than I change my dress shirts for my show. How's that?
Hey, listen, everybody's loving it, Snowman. Like, hey, Wayne and Victoria, truth bombs are being dropped by Brian. From Jeff, the Stampeders fan. Exactly, Brian. Love you calling out the NBA protest. Now, through all of that, by the way, just go add Brian on Facebook. Listen to his show every day because you're just getting little snippets of what he does every day. I love that you call the Lakers the Fakers. And I like the Lakers. I really do. They're probably my second team. So do you actually hate them or do you just think the name Fakers is cool?
LeBron is a part of the Lakers and he will bring them down. Okay, everybody want to say that he's the focal point of the team. No, he's not. There's a fellow named Anthony Davis, who's a one-year rental, by the way. That is the focal point of the team. LeBron dropped 36 points in a clincher. Oh, wait, Anthony Davis dropped a double-double, 43 points and 12 rebounds. Oops.
Gotcha. Look at, let's put the camera on DuPont. He's just sitting here, just enjoying the interview. Look at this guy.
Love you, Snowman.
Jeff the Stamps Man. Oh, I love this guy. From Tony Cernick. Snowman for Prime Minister. From Jack Fulton. Says, absolutely love the snowman. John O'Flynn in Vancouver. Brian Snow, legend. Listen, don't just talk about it, guys. Be about it. Go support the snowman and listen to his show every day. It's not a lot different than what we're doing every day here. It's truth bombs. Mm-hmm. But Brian's bringing his angle. I bring mine. Now, to the National Football League, because they are kicking off. We're inside 10 days from kickoff here right now. What are the stories that are jumping out to you, Snowman?
Well, one of the biggest stories that's jumping off to me, the San Francisco 49ers, who are my team, by the way, even though I'm in Charlotte, the 49ers are the defending NFC champions. And everyone is picking New Orleans and Tampa Bay and Seattle and everybody else to finish ahead of San Francisco. I have a problem with that. And I'm going to drop two more bombs. Jimmy G throws for 4,000 yards, and he'll also compete for the MVP this year. And I'll drop a third one. The 49ers will repeat as NFC champions. As far as the Panthers go, they got problems. Especially in the secondary. If you think back to last year, the Panther secondary on deep balls got absolutely torched. Just ask Drew Brees. Teddy Bridgewater is going to be a 1 or 2 year starter until they draft a quarterback that's going to be there a while. I'm going to say Bridgewater may be even a three-year starter, because who's to say someone else will not beat Carolina to Trevor Lawrence?
Do you think that's going to happen, honestly?
I don't know. I'm on the fence about Carolina drafting Trevor Lawrence. So a part of me says yes and a part of me says no. Would I love to see Trevor Lawrence stay in Carolina? Certainly. But at the same time, Trevor Lawrence has got to be the perfect fit. I also see, call me crazy, I also see a team sneaking up from underneath, like, oh, I don't know, the Jacksonville Jaguars trying to snag Trevor Lawrence. But as far as I'm thinking right now, Trevor Lawrence is going to stay in Carolina.
Well, so by the way, more from the viewers. From Jacques in Ottawa. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Are you paying attention, Clark? We got to put that on the memes, on the tweets. From Les Peach. Okay, the snowman needs to come on more often. This is fantastic. John Schmeiser in Kansas City. Refreshing. It's so refreshing. We're getting that. I feel that too. And for those that don't know, Clemson is Clemson, South Carolina. And that's what Snowman's referring to, is that he'll stay in the Carolinas. He could drive to Panthers training camp from Clemson. But
yeah,
what about the chance of tanking? Like, it's a real thing. Like, maybe Jacksonville and Carolina don't want to be good this year. Is that a storyline, honestly, tanking for Trevor?
It's all – you had tanking for Tua last year with Miami, but Miami wound up getting Tua. But at the same time – you also had Cincinnati tanking for Joe Burrow, and they just signed Joe Mixon to a four-year deal, which I truly don't understand why. They want to say Mixon is the top seven running back. Listen, Raheem Mostert had less yards than Joe Mixon, but a bigger impact on a team that went to the Super Bowl. Riddle me that. Why is Joe Mixon getting a four-year extension? You had tanking for Tua, back to my point. You had tanking for Joe Burrow. Tanking for Trevor is going to be widespread throughout the league, because you're going to have so many people or so many teams wanting Trevor Lawrence and not taking a look at the needs that they need for their team. Carolina's an example. They needed to address the defensive line. They did that. They needed to address the secondary. Uh-oh.
Gotcha. Gord Archibald, because you're all over the NBA too, Snowman. Gord Archibald says, your thoughts about Canadian Jamal Murray in the NBA? Over in that Western United States, they're making a lot of noise. That Jazz Nuggets series was wild.
Jamal Murray is here to stay. Jamal Murray is one of the reasons the Denver Nuggets are in the Western Conference semifinals. And I'm going to go ahead and put something out there. I will probably be wrong, but the hell with it. I say Jamal Murray leads Denver to a place where they haven't been since 2009. That's the Western Conference Finals, and they will more than likely face the Lakers.
Look at this. Boom. Mic drop. Was George Karl in charge of the Nuggets then? I think he was.
Yes.
Okay. My favorite headline ever. George Karl's Nuggets are on fire. And I think it was 2009. Okay, Snowman, tell our viewers where they can follow your stuff and get them some more Snowman, because you're doing this stuff every day.
I appreciate you having me on. Folks, if you want to check out my show, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time, you can check me out on Facebook Live as well as YouTube. And you go to snowmandigitalmedia.com if you want to listen to the show live. But what I'm asking the folks to do, the show needs some financial support to keep going, because we want to bring video into it. We want to bring the fans into it. Want to model something like what Rod Peterson has done and really bring the fans into it. So there are two ways where you can support me financially. You can go to anchor.fm, anchor.fm/official SIT mourn. And you can also go to patreon.com, patreon.com/SIT morning. Those are two ways you can really support the show. And looking for a big year in year seven, but can't do this alone. Need the help of the fans to do so. And I'll be direct. I've had a lot of people in the past say they would support me, and then they didn't. Rod has. A couple other friends of mine have. And Rod, I can't thank you enough for cracking that egg on anchor.fm. So if y'all go to either one of those two sites and drop your monthly support, it would totally be appreciated. And you'll get more than a few nuggets like these, because I want to bring the funk every day for the fans that really appreciate honest sports talk, like Rod and Dupes and the crew are doing and like I'm doing.
You bet. Bring the funk. I like it. Snowman, be well. You know I'm following you every day. Thanks for helping us out today.
A pleasure. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you too, pal. Brian Snow, Snowman in the Morning from Charlotte, North Carolina, our Panthers insider, but he can cover it all. Arash Madani coming up. He said he's got some CFL tips. We're going to unpack a little bit of this huge trade with the Montreal Canadiens this morning. Jake Allen is officially a Hab. And a sports update coming up. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Worry about how much someone drinks.
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
It's been an interesting day around here. Hey?
Yeah.
The visits in the breaks, probably more entertaining than on the air.
Oh, man.
I'm excited for the program today, but I'm excited to go for lunch. I said I'm going to the pizza restaurant I used to own, and one of the viewers in Winnipeg said, what's the restaurant? It's Famoso Pizzeria, which, as a matter of fact, I got asked to open a Famoso in Winnipeg. And it took us about a year to mend the fences with Winnipeg. Would you not say? After I left the Rough Riders?
Yeah.
And I said, if the Winnipeggers knew that I owned that pizza restaurant in Winnipeg, they would firebomb it. They would torch it. They would burn it down. let alone support it.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a ton of great pizza restaurants in Winnipeg. So I wasn't hustling to open a restaurant in Winnipeg. Maybe now, because we're boys. I just got a note today from the Winnipeg Recovery Committee saying, can you send us a photo of you in a bomber helmet? Dope! How's that going to happen?
Wasn't the bomber t-shirt enough?
Yeah, I could send you that. Sports update with big breaking news today. The Montreal Canadiens have acquired goalie Jake Allen from the St. Louis Blues, adding a proven netminder to join forces with Carey Price. The Habs sent a third-round pick and a seventh-round pick this year to the Blues for Allen and a seventh-round pick in 2022. Allen was 12-6-3 with a 2.15 GAA and .927 save percentage with the Blues this season. He's from Fredericton, New Brunswick, as Hunsie calls it, Freddie Beach. He played there. He was 2-1-1 with a 1.89 GAA and .935 save percentage for the Blues this year in the playoffs. The move will clear up some cap space for the Blues as they work to re-sign pending free agent defenseman Alex Pietrangelo. Allen has 1 year left at a cap hit of $4.35 million. St. Louis GM Doug Armstrong will likely have to make at least one more trade to fit Pietrangelo under the $81.5 million ceiling. Can you guys put up the comment from Chris Cater on this? He said the expansion draft is next season. Carey Price will be left unprotected. Seattle will pick him up. He's from around there, and he's closer to home and where he played junior hockey. I am all for all of that. But I'm not for Jake Allen being the number one goalie for the Montreal Canadiens. While I'm not their biggest fan, I am still a fan. You got homegrown Caden Primeau right in your backyard. Can somebody tell me what I'm missing on Caden Primeau? No, listen, I only saw him a few times. But I've seen Jake Allen enough to know he's not number one material. He would have been in St. Louis if he was.
Yeah.
So are you going to allow Price to walk to the Seattle Kraken and have Jake Allen be your goalie? I don't. It still doesn't add up.
I know. There are some guys coming in free agency, though. Robin Leonard's coming in free agency. Corey Crawford, Braden Holtby. There's some names coming in free agency. And if
Fair.
Vegas hangs on to Leonard, then Fleury becomes expendable. But still, it's a high price to pay for a backup, too.
He's not worth the money. I'm sorry. It's win or leave the bubble for the Oklahoma City Thunder and Houston Rockets tonight. The teams collide in the first round of the NBA playoffs with Game 7 of their Western Conference on the line in Orlando, Florida. Raptors off today. They're down 2-0 to the Boston Celtics in round two. The Blue Jays hope their starter can put an end to a two-game losing streak for the team. Hyun-Jin Ryu takes the mound as Toronto completes a two-game series in Miami. Ryu had a 1.29 ERA in five starts in August. The sports update for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bar is the best you'll ever have with seven amazing flavors. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RPSHOW. Get yours now at g2gbars.ca. You guys let me know when a rash is loaded up and ready to roll. We had a note that I promised to mention here for Mo Khan. You know him from TSN Montreal. He's a little shaken up, and he's asked us to mention GoFundMe page has been put together for former McGill football player Junior Spira. He was recently diagnosed with leukemia and given 6 months or less to live. And their family's raising money in hopes to help him fight for his life and get some expensive treatments. There's the link. Clark has put it up on the Facebook feed for former McGill football player Junior Spira. Mo is the voice of McGill football. Nick McConnell writing in and says, has Bo Bichette amped up his rehab in the last couple days? I don't know about that, but VR was booting it all over the place last night in Miami. That I did see.
Yes.
In Bo Bichette's replacement. Oh, I can't wait to get a rash on the air to talk about these Jays. A lot of heat on these guys now. Here's the thing. When the expectations get raised, the pressure gets raised. You said that all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, look, this is good. This is what the Blue Jays want. But they're still young.
Still young. You have to remember that the expectations are not this. The playoffs are not the expectation with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah.
You said it at the beginning. Are you selling wins or are you selling hope? The Jays are selling hope, a lot of hope. And this little sample size, 60 games that we're seeing, we always said that Toronto has a chance because of the small sample size. And, you know, in a short series, there's less unpredictability. The longer it goes, the more everything balances out. But if this is a sign of the future that the Jays may be ahead of the curve, then that's really, really positive. You know, it's very exciting for Canada that the Jays have maybe arrived a little faster than we thought they would.
So we got him. Arash Madani here from Rogers Sportsnet, and he's caught on to the tail end of that conversation about the Blue Jays. Just seeing her, and look at him, smiling. He's out of his home, finally. Arash, you've noticed, because you're in the epicenter, the expectations have jumped quite a bit here for the Toronto Blue Jays. How do you think they're going to deal with that?
Oh, I think they'll deal with it fine. The interesting part about all this, guys, is that the best player on the roster, Bo Bichette, has been missing for a few weeks and is still a couple of weeks away. You know, the boy wonder, big pitching prospect, Nate Pearson, he's banged up. He's on the injured list. Matt Shoemaker, who's become their number two starter, he's injured. And yet, amidst all of this, there are the Blue Jays knocking on the door. And it's crazy to be talking about this 5 weeks into the season. Usually we'd say it's way too early, but now there's only a month left. And so under that backdrop, sure, they'll go for it, because the prices to bring in a Ross Stripling and the prices to bring in a Robbie Ray and Jonathan Villar weren't really that high, but they actually inject some legitimate life into this roster.
Yeah, there's major life, but I guess my question is, what maybe should our expectations be then? Because I think if the playoffs started today, or at least yesterday, they were in a wild card spot. Maybe they make it, maybe they don't. Should we be disappointed if they're not in this 60-game schedule?
Roddy, it's so hard to know, man, because coming into this season, if it was a regular year, when we were in Dunedin, I thought this was a 500 ball club, you know, 80, 81 wins. That's a significant improvement over last year. That's 15 or 16 more wins. So what is a 60 game season? I don't know. And the fact that all over baseball, guys are going down with injuries, with elbows and shoulders and knees, back injuries, you name it. It's hard to know. If this team gets a taste of the postseason, though, because it's still a very young team, if this team gets a taste of the postseason, this will only help it moving forward. But I just don't know if we can really gauge a 60-game regular season as a barometer of where they are in their trajectory. You know, I think it would help immensely if they get in for where the franchise is headed. But if we say, okay, they get in this year in an expanded playoff format, and they last a round or two, what does that tell us about next year? The answer really is nothing. And that's an important part. You know, 60 games in a regular season means, in a regular season, means you have 100 more to go. Here, 60 games is, you know, potentially has you in the playoffs. It's really hard as a measuring stick or barometer based on what this is right now.
I apologize for my ignorance. Will this new playoff format be here to stay past this year, or is it like the NHL that was just brought in due to the pandemic?
No, I think it's a pandemic deal. Maybe they'll expand it a little bit moving forward, but effectively what has happened is baseball gets the bulk of its national broadcast money from the playoffs. So by increasing the number of teams in the playoffs and by extending the postseason, it's just more money coming in. That's what all this is about. I think, Roddy, of all the rules that you're seeing this year that are new, I think the DH rule in the National League, that may very well stick. You know, we've probably seen the last of pitchers hitting in baseball, which I think is a good thing. If there are doubleheaders, and it's rare we have those anymore, usually it's just, you know, making up for rainouts, I think the seven-inning doubleheader is going to stick. I don't think the runner on second base and, you know, the slow pitch rule, I like to call it, the gimmick rule, will stick. But maybe it will, just because it's leading to some exciting finishes. But I have a hard time believing that the expanded playoff roster, expanded playoff system to this extent is going to continue.
Where it's led to exciting finishes and shorter extra inning games. You're seeing them end in 10, 11, 12, not 18, 19. We have a viewer in Mexico. Exactly. Watches every day, Arash. Armando Moreno is his name, and he covers the LFA, Mexican Football League. He's very in tune with the CFL. He says, do you guys think Mexican catcher Alejandro Kirk is going to be called up anytime soon? He just got added to the taxi squad. Any intel on that?
He sure did get added to the taxi squad, and they are very high on him. He's a guy who hit throughout spring training, somebody who caught Charlie Montoyo's radar. Now, the question becomes, will he get called up? I don't see it right now, because not only do they have Danny Jansen and Reese McGuire, but they also have Caleb Joseph, who's a veteran catcher who's with the team right now. So from a third catcher standpoint, he's there. But the fact that Kirk is now in the mix and could be an option is actually significant. Now, the Blue Jays adding Jonathan Villar, who's a versatile infielder from the Marlins, that takes up another roster spot. So they just DFA'd Daniel Vogelbach, who they picked up from Seattle. I don't think Kirk's add to the active roster is imminent, but he is definitely in their plans at some point. I'm just not sure whether or not it's going to be over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Just before the CFL tidbits, the NBA, the Raptors down 0-2 to Boston. They don't look nearly as inspired as a year ago in round two. Although, as you point out, they were down 0-2 to Milwaukee and came back. But any chance they're just tired of the bubble? Think that's a mental thing for them?
Could be. Could be. But let's remember, last year, it took a miracle shot in the second round in game 7 for them to beat Philly. And they were down 0-2 to Milwaukee. And the Raptors just can't seem to hit a shot the last couple of games. That's one of the biggest things, is that, you know, they very well could have won that game last night and didn't. Game 1 was a disaster. Boston's very good and very strong, and they pose a real matchup problem. But what we're finding right now, guys, is that what's so different is that it's not about the end of a regular season into a playoffs. Every team is now, for the most part, healthy, and every team is refreshed and recharged. But what I really wondered coming into this bubble is, what did guys do during lockdown? And when I look at Pascal Siakam, who took a significant step forward last year, Pascal looks like somebody who didn't do much during that layoff, and he's playing that way too. The Raptors need more out of him. Fred VanVleet, you know, you just know the shot is going to come. Lowry's Lowry, but they need Pascal to really elevate his game if they're going to make this a series with Boston tomorrow night.
Well, you really piqued my interest when you said you had some CFL items. What may they be? Because I don't have any. What could they possibly be?
Two nuggets for you, and Dan Barnes just reported one of them, that Kevin McDonald is among those who has been furloughed. Kevin McDonald is the vice president of football operations and player safety for the Canadian Football League. Kevin McDonald, Rod, as you know, knows where all the bodies are buried. He has institutional knowledge. He's the longest serving football operations employee at the league office. But the fact that he is the vice president of player safety, how can you come out as a league and say player safety is paramount to us and then furlough somebody who not only has a great relationship with football people around the league, but this is your opportunity now, because there aren't games being played, to go out and research, to go out and learn, to go out and be proactive. You understand that tough business decisions have to be made, but since Randy Ambrosi has taken over, he has minimized Kevin McDonald's role. He has undermined Kevin McDonald's role. He has removed him from the executive council, and that's the job of player safety. So don't come to me and say player safety is paramount when you have an opportunity now to really take this to the next level and really study what other people are doing and spend time with NFL teams and college teams and with helmet manufacturers and equipment folk. And then you go furlough them. So that's one. And the other is, on the global front, Rod, while Ambrosi still has support from the majority of CFL teams, I am told there is at least one, if not more, but at least one CFL franchise that has had enough of the international expansion, the global, and they are not on board. Now, that doesn't mean the program is going to stop. Matter of fact, it's going to move forward so long as you have the majority of the folks on board. But already we're starting to see some cracks in the vision of Randy Ambrosi and the global front. So that's something to keep an eye on in the months ahead as they look ahead to 2021.
Oh, boy. Well, just on the Kevin McDonald thing, I can tell you, for anybody that doesn't know him, anything that's, I believe, good about the football in CFL, in the CFL, has come from Kevin McDonald. He's been really good to me, a confidant in some ways over the years, Arash. That's tough news that he's been furloughed.
Well, Rod, and when you speak with head coaches and when you speak with general managers, they don't have a lot of good things to say about the league office when it comes to how they go about the football operations thing, how the discipline process is handled, how replay review is handled, how the, you know, all of that. But the one thing that is almost unanimous is people say, hey, I got time for Kevin. He listens. He gets it. He understands. And I'm like, okay, well, that's good to know. That's always kind of, you know, something in the back of your head. He's somebody who has been around for, I want to say, around 20 years. So in a league where relationships are so important, you know, that's a big one. But again, I just go back to that player safety. This was a real chance for the league and the Players Association to collaborate together on this. This was a real opportunity for the league to take a step forward with player safety, and they've decided not to.
It's one of the most important guys in the league office. That's all. Why are these the names that we're hearing? That's what you're saying.
And yet I'm told that the director of officiating is staying. Now, look, I want everybody to have their job. The reality is there are a number, in Dan Barnes's report, there are a number of others who've lost it, especially on the business side. There have been layoffs and there have been furloughs. But it's Game of Thrones over there, and you're either on Randy's side or you're not, Rod. And that's why, to me, the global thing is really interesting, because everybody who works in that office knows that you're either going to be on board with the global thing or Randy's got no time for you. The fact that at least one franchise doesn't have interest in it, to me, is intriguing. Again, nothing imminent. But suddenly, for the first time, there's a little splinter in the armor. So it's something to really to keep an eye on.
You killed it, my man. Have a great day. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time, and we'll chat soon.
You got it. Take care.
Sportsnet's Arash Madani, always bringing the lumber. We'll take a timeout. By the way, a tip is Arash probably still viewing Armando in Mexico, global reporter, who, by the way, I find is very valuable to us. Says, according to the LFA's president, the 2020 global CFL draft is still going to take place sometime between October and November this year, while the 2021 draft is expected to take place in May of 2021. We'll talk about that and so much more when we come back. It is the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating, proudly serving Regina and area since 1978. Updating and improving your air conditioning system does not need to be difficult. You can breathe easy with our 100% satisfaction guarantee, flexible financing options, and maintenance programs. We will be with you throughout the process from start to finish. Contact us today so we can help you breathe a little easier. 306-781-2090.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company.
strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting. VMI and vending solutions and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
We are back. I'm checking the poll question here today. Can't even remember what it was. I haven't even mentioned it. That's why. Till now. For Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, which is the best second round series in the Stanley Cup playoffs? I'm a little surprised at the respondents. Don't throw them up yet. Let's see if Darren can guess. What would you say is the best series?
I bet you our viewers will say Vegas and Vancouver.
They are.
Yeah.
And at least on Twitter. I don't know what the Facebook
and then it'll
is.
Be Vancouver, sorry, Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with the Dallas-Colorado series. And my team's Vegas. But I think the Dallas-Colorado series has been wild. That's literally no lead is safe. Can't take your eyes off the screen.
I know.
Like, listen, when Vancouver was up 2-1 last night, I'm like, it's over. I can go into bed.
Right.
They're shutting it down.
Yep.
And Colorado-Dallas is not that. So thank you for voting. That's number one, Vegas-Vancouver on Twitter. And then they got Colorado-Dallas. And then they got Islanders-Philly. And that's a great series, too. And then, with only 2% of the vote, Boston-Tampa. I'm actually with all of you on that, for the most part. Gary in Winnipeg, he's all over this, and I appreciate the reminder. He says, reminder, CFL sim odds, let's do it.
Yep.
And I don't mind deferring to you, Darren, because I say you're far better at this than me.
Okay.
I was going through and filling out all who our guests have been in the month of August yesterday, and it reminded me of Johnny Avello.
Yes.
From DraftKings was on with us from Vegas. Worked in the, here's this dang fly again. Worked in the gaming business for 30 some odd years in Vegas. But he's got a New York accent. It will ring in my ears forever. Two things that he said. One, that myth that the home team gets 3 points right out of the gate, he's like, why'd you get that? Right? It's
yep.
not a thing.
Yeah.
I got it from Scruffy. Yeah, thanks a lot, Scruffy. You're wrong. So that's one. Because we set the betting lines for the CFL Sim Esports League. And two, because it's not about who you think's going to win and by how much. It's about what will entice the bet.
Yes.
And I still haven't fully got my head around that because I've not been the biggest betting guy in my whole life. You get it.
I get it.
You got it the second he said it.
Yeah, because we often sit there after and be like, you were bang on because they won by 5.5 and you had the spread of 5.5. Well, that doesn't mean that you set a correct spread.
Right.
If I set a spread and you sit there and, ooh, I don't know which one to bet on, that's when you set a good spread. When you
on
don't,
the game or which
on
team?
The game. So if, yeah. if I say, you know, this weekend, Riders by over Winnipeg, if I say Riders by 5.5, who are you taking? Right? I'm going to say Riders by 5.5. Who are you taking? Because I don't know. Oh, man, 5.5? They might not win by 5.5. It's going to be a tight game. I don't know who I'm going to take in that game. If I say Riders by 10.5, you know, I'm taking Winnipeg. If I say Riders by 1.5, I might take the Riders.
Yeah.
Right?
But I still think it's like, I still want to go by who I think will win and by how much.
Right. And that's not.
That's my default.
Right. And the point spread, it's trying to get a figure out, yeah, how you get the best odds.
Yeah. And by the way, there's no money changing hands on this. There are people betting on CFL Sim, by the way, but they're doing it straight up. They're not doing a point spread. These are friends of mine, by the way, because they're all over me on what are the betting lines. Hurry up. Get them up. Right. Yeah. Or on the weekend saying, when are you running the Sims? What, we got to go. We got money on this.
Hey,
a bunch of degenerates. My friends are.
We are Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey.
That's
we're just putting on a TV show. We're not actually doing any betting here.
Just before we get to that, Nick McConnell says, what if it's Vegas versus Eberle's Islanders, Rod? It's almost a win-win for you as a fan. Oilers are out, so I want to see him get one. Eb's going to be playing for a long time. I've been saying to these guys around here, with listen, Gary Lawless and the Golden Knights have been trying real hard for the last few years to get me on board, giving me stuff, taking me down there, putting me up in the team hotel. Why would I not cheer for them? And I say, what have the Islanders done for me? What have the Oilers done for me other than jerk me around? And for that matter, the Flames too. So no, the Knights have actually done something nice for me. Real nice for me. And repeatedly. So it's Vegas all the way. And I was looking for a fresh start for a team, and they were a fresh new team. See how it works real nice?
So nice.
So I will always cheer for Vegas, no matter who they play. For the time being.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. CFL Sim betting lines.
Hit me.
Friday night, it is the 6-4 BC Lions at the 4-7 Ottawa Red Blacks. Now remember, Ottawa's won 4 in a row.
Yeah.
BC had won 5 in a row, and now they're kind of up and down.
Yep.
I got to check my standings. Is that right,
BC? It's in Ottawa.
6-4 BC at 4-7 Ottawa. It's in Ottawa. You check that. Well, I check. Make sure I got BC's record right, which it doesn't really matter.
No, but...
No, 6-5 BC.
I'm still taking BC on the road.
Wow.
And by like 2.5.
Okay. 2.5. You know the home team's up 3 points before you kick off. Oh, wait.
I was thinking about that.
In Labor Day Classic 50, whatever it is. I think it's 56. 4-6 Winnipeg Blue Bombers at the 8-2 Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Yes, Saskatchewan's 8-2. I didn't make the sim. Nelson did. Blame him. You got to say the Riders are favored.
5.5.
I was going to say 4.5, but I'll go with
4.5. 4.5, yeah.
4.5? Okay.
Well,
that'll
yeah.
That'll entice the bet.
I don't, sure.
I don't know. 7-3 Toronto Argonauts at the 3-8 Hamilton Tiger Cats. I know you're not down with the Tiger Cats record, but who knows? A lot of pressure on them, man. A lot of Dane Evans starts.
Yeah.
Nelson's making a quarterback change. Dane Evans will start and see if they can snap the Ticats out of his funk. 7-3 Argos at the 3-8 Ticats. What do you got?
Argos by 3.5.
Okay.
It's in Hamilton. It's Labor Day. New quarterback.
It's almost like...
Otherwise, it'd be higher.
It's almost not even a road game for Toronto. Do you know it's 38 miles from Toronto to Hamilton?
That's
the same distance as... Actually, it's not even 38. I think it's 58 kilometers.
It's like Regina to Moose Jaw.
Regina to Milestone, my hometown.
Oh, yeah.
And where we're from, it's a mile a minute. 30 miles, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite work that way. Unless it's real early on a Sunday morning and you're driving to the airport.
And you're late.
And we've done that. Well, you can make it, but do you want to risk it?
Right.
It's a wonderful part of the world down there. Shout out Southern Ontario. But, so you got Argos by 3.5, and then Edmonton at Calgary. We'll be broadcasting that game at 4 p.m. Mountain. 6-4 Edmonton at 8-3 Calgary. Really seems like a real Battle of Alberta juggernaut grudge match type game.
Does, doesn't it? I Calgary by 3.5.
Like it. Like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tweet this. Your CFL Sim betting lines for week 13. Saskatchewan favored by 4.5 over Winnipeg in Labor Day Classic something something. I think it's 56. All of those. Yeah, it's exciting. I think we're going to have big viewers. Chris in Toronto says the Tiger Cats own the Argos on Labor Day. Hate to say it, but then again, it's their Grey Cup. Hamilton's in a lot of squalor right now, and I just feel like we could do 2 hours on CFL Sim storylines and what's been going on. It's so darn much fun, and I wish the people in Southern Ontario had stepped up to the plate in terms of betting, because that was my pick. We would have the Eastern game, we would have the Western game, and everybody would have gone home happy.
Yeah.
But as it is now, it's 2 Western games.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Well, break and come back for overtime. Hang on, everybody. It's the RP Show, Game Plus Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Sud's Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Oh, I know you folks are going to think I'm so rude. I've had my face in my phone all day. My wife would say that's like you all the time. But what?
Too soon?
Been there.
Too soon?
I'm tweeting the betting lines. Let me guess, Clark, you get it at your house too? Yeah, every day. Well, your life is in your phone. I get that. Here it is. I'm tweeting it right now. The Week 13 CFL betting lines, courtesy Darren DuPont, from the Twitter account at CFL Sim. Okay? And I'm throwing in the schedule and the standings and everything else here as well.
Straight from the odds desk.
Straight from the odds desk. Straight from the back room. Here are your odds. I'll say it again. BC at Ottawa, Friday night, BC favored by 2.5. Labor Day Classic, whatever it is. 56, I think. Saskatchewan favored by 4.5. Toronto at Hamilton, Argos favored by 3.5. Edmonton at Calgary, Calgary favored by 3.5. We got to wrap this up quick because I'm going for lunch, as I said. But just some comments here. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says the Calgary Stampeders 22-4. In the Labor Day Classic, home and home versus the A's, whatever we're calling Edmonton these days. Les Peach says, great show today. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Thanks, Les. Appreciate you watching. From Jason Wall, Bomber fan, says, been to every Labor Day Classic since 1993. Going to miss the annual trip out to the Queen City. I get where everybody's at with the suckiness of it. Hey, summer's coming to an end. It was a wonderful summer, really. Not much change. Now it's really hitting home, actually. Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
6 months into the pandemic, and now the gut punch. Now you can't go out on the water. Now you can't have coffee on the patio in the morning because it's too nippy out there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Life's starting to suck now. As far as the Labor Day Classic, it is what it is. Last year, I learned how to live without the CFL, so now I'm good.
Yeah,
I was more upset about the Pats inter-squad game being furloughed. The Kirk Cousins thing that I wanted to spend more time on today. That we spent no time on it. But I want to give my thoughts. I want your thoughts. Can you bring the viewers in on what's going on with the Vikings quarterback?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins basically doesn't believe that coronavirus is a threat to him or that masks should be worn. He was on a podcast with NFL Network's Kyle Brandt. It's on Spotify. It's called 10 Questions. And here's the quote. If I die, I die. During the interview, now this is an article that I'm reading from the New York Post, but so Kyle Brandt asked the question on a scale of 1 to 10. He says, if 1 is the person who says, masks are stupid, you're all a bunch of lemmings, and 10 is, I'm not leaving my master bedroom for the next 10 years.
Where are you?
Where are you, Kirk? And he says, I'm not going to call anybody stupid for the trouble it would get me in, but I'm about a 0.00001.
Way past one on
basically
not
a zero. Yeah. Like, it doesn't affect him at all. So he says, I want to respect what other people's concerns are. For me personally, just talking, no one else can get the virus. What is your concern? If you could get it, I would say I'm going to go about my daily life. If I get it, I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to let nature do its course. Survival of the fittest kind of approach. And you just say, if it knocks me out, it knocks me out. I'm going to be okay. You know, even if I die... If I die, I die. I kind of have a piece about that. So that's Kirk Cousins.
Can you give me your thoughts on that?
Cool. I'm very much of the opinion that I'm not scared of it because
I feel
like I'm healthy and everything else. So I'm not taking the utmost precautions for my own self. I'm taking all the normal precautions, but I'm okay. It's like I'm not that deathly scared of it. Now, I know people who are at risk that if they get it, they probably will die. So I could understand that fear. But out of respect and to try and do my part, I wear a mask when I go pick up my coffee at Starbucks. When I walk in, I wear a mask at the grocery store. Whenever I go in somewhere, I get out of the place and I'm walking in my car, I take it off when I'm by myself. When I'm walking around the lake, I don't wear a mask. But when I go into a place, I'll wear the mask for sure to be respectful of other people.
Well, I'm with you on all of that. Gary in Winnipeg says, is Cousins related to Trump? Well, look, see, this is what we need. I think Gary, he's a good guy. He's a fan of ours. Cousins is just putting it out there. For me, I'm not far off Kirk Cousins' way of thinking. Sorry. I'm at peace with it. I'm of a belief that when my number's up, coronavirus or not. And you see these just rabbit hole discussions on Facebook and Twitter about religion and, you believe in divine intervention or do you believe in free will, right? God gave you free will, so if you want to screw up your life, you can.
Right.
I'm like, I'm kind of a combo of both. If I am a Christian, I believe that I'm not in charge here, but I'm going to follow all the rules too. And when my number's up, my number's up. If I get coronavirus, I'm going to get it. I'm going to die. I'm with Kirk Cousins on that.
Right.
I'm walking through Walmart this morning getting a coffee. I had to pick up some Old Spice body wash stuff. I'm wearing a mask because you have to wear a mask to go into Walmart. And I'm sitting there walking through going, this is so freaking stupid. But I'm doing it. And I would have gone somewhere else if I could have got what I wanted somewhere else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm doing it. That's my point. I'm following the rules. But I'm going to put this in my 10 things column later in the week. If you can shake hands, NHL teams at the end of a playoff series, why are they wearing masks at the news conferences, at the podium? Why are the GMs wearing masks in the press box? What?
That I completely have the same questions. Like, this is something that I get now. I want to wear a mask when I go into places, right? I want to be respectful, and I don't want to, I just don't want to be... At fault, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't hurt me. It doesn't make me breathe worse or anything like that. It doesn't really affect me, right? But when you're in the bubble, those guys are all in the bubble, like in your household, right? You can shake hands, hug your daughters and your nieces and do all that kind of stuff. But so they're in the bubble. They're all a family. You can shake hands. But you're right. When you're in the press conference, you're still in the bubble. It feels like they're putting on the masks just for show.
They're doing it to set an example.
They're doing it to set an example. When you phrase it that way, I'm more on board with it. It's good.
It's just for show, though.
It
makes no sense.
They don't need to wear the mask at any point in the bubble because they're in the bubble. That's the point of being in the bubble.
They shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, it's not about protecting yourself. It's about being responsible for society at large. I don't want to start a holy war here.
No.
I can tell you this. When I've been going through personal crises in my life, nobody in the world give a rat's ass about my well-being. I'm not saying I don't care about other people's well-being, but this whole business about being responsible for somebody else is a little much. If you're worried about your own health, if you're really worried about catching coronavirus and dying, I suggest you stay home and let the rest of us sign a waiver to go into the arena or go into the stadium or play the sport or go into the gym or do the things that would bring us to a normal life. Because I think all of these precautions are way, way, way overboard. And you're affecting 99.6% of the population for 0.04% of the population. And it's just wrong. We can't sit for 2 years on our ass waiting for a vaccine. And oh, wait, maybe one comes out. What happens when the next virus comes along? Which they've said is a very good chance of happening. So again, I don't want to start a holy war here. You have your thoughts. I have mine. I think they're way overboard with controls, but I'm following the rules because, quite frankly, not much has changed in my life. Life's good. That kid, I assume he's a kid, Sean in Vancouver, just to put a bow on this, he sent me that photo, his screenshot. This was his text from earlier in the show. I'm in Vancouver, Rod, and I am flipping my TV channels after watching First Take, and you're on TV. Yes. So he sent the screenshot. I said, can you send it to my personal phone? And he did. He goes, thank you, Rod. I recorded it. Congrats on the Game TV channel. Cheers. So we are on national television. Some people just can't get their heads around that. I think we finally have. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Costa's here. How are you, Costa? Are you kicking us out?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he says.
Well, the coup has been successful.
It's been successful. Bidzy. What day is it today?
It's Wednesday. I almost said Tuesday.
Hasn't changed?
Hasn't changed.
The show is brought to you by Bidzy. Do you have a job and don't know who to contact? Bidzy it. Do you own a business and want to be alerted of nearby customers? Bidzy it. Big or small, Bidzy connects businesses and people to jobs. Post your project on Bidzy.com for free today. We're a little over time. We got to roll. Thank you.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Rich Sutter, Dan Rashevich, and TBD. Great work, Clark. Thanks to Brian Snow, Willard Reeves, and Arash Madani. Vote on our poll for Rockstar of the Day, and we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain on Game Plus TV Network and Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.